doing? You're listening to the Shine to Five Method with CJ. I'm your host, Chris and N. James, aka CJ, the creator of the Shine to Five Method. What is that, you may be asking? It is a trusted system to help 9 to 5 women push past mediocrity so they can shine in their own businesses. So if you are juggling a 9 to 5 with a side biz right now, then this is for you. Let's work together on breaking up with your employee mindset so you can be in the driver's seat of your life. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun, sometimes bumpy ride, but girl, I'll get you there. Hey friend, thank you for being here with me again today. I wanted to talk to you about something that you have probably been wondering for a little bit as you try to make a decision on the next steps for your side biz. And this is why it isn't growing. It is because you are too emotionally attached to your side biz. Now, it's true that once we do start a business, it's all about strategy. It's all about marketing. It's all about sales. But there is also that emotional attachment. Which is why when I work with my clients, I actually take them through 12 areas of your life that you should take into consideration. Your business is only one of those 12 areas. So if your side biz is not growing, that emotional attachment, you're too close to it. Let me explain. So you're using yourself as your only resource and you're tapped out of ideas. Your business is your baby and no one can take that away from you. No one is trying to take that away from you. So let me use an analogy. Think of it as writing a paper and you've worked on it for days, weeks, even day and night. It's a final. It's a really important paper. Or maybe you're writing a book or just something that you need to submit and you stared at it so much that the words are starting to jumble together. And then you think, all right, you know, it's ready for to be submitted for grading for whatever that final thing is. But then you make the decision, you know what? I'm going to ask someone else to take a look at this paper before I submit it. Or if you're writing a book, this is why we have editors, right? You've done all that you can with it. You've done the best that you can. You put your heart and your soul and your time, blood, sweat, and tears into this paper. But it wasn't until this person takes a look that they discover edits and can make suggestions that would improve this paper. It's still your paper. You still wrote it. You still put in all the time and the research and the effort. But another set of eyes helped to improve on what you started, helped to improve on everything that you've already implemented, everything you've already written. So yes, you took your hobby one step further and you turned it into a side biz. You started a side biz. You decided it is not an expensive hobby. You know, I touched on that in one of my previous episodes. It is not an expensive hobby. You are going to turn this into a side biz, a lucrative business. You want to make money in this and watch this thing grow because ultimately you want to leave your 9 to 5. You came up with all the ideas. You did all the marketing, all the social media, the networking, the trial and error. You burned the midnight oil. You have been working away at this side biz and you're watching your ideas just come into fruition and earn you extra income. It is your thing. No one is going to take that away from you. Please celebrate that. Be proud of yourself for taking it to that next level. But now you're ready to take it from side gig to main gig. This is a whole other ballgame. This is a new arena. And I always say that it takes a village to grow a business. So if you've been trying on your own and you're not seeing the growth that you'd hoped for, that's where that support can come in. That's where that next set of eyes can come in. Someone objective that can come in and say, have you tried this? How about that? I noticed you didn't do so-and-so. What happened when you did this other thing? Are you willing to do it again? Are you willing to change directions or change strategies? And you realize, oh my God, I never thought of that. Oh wow, that's a really, really good idea. Oh my goodness, thank you so much. Yeah, I will definitely try that. And it's not just about growth and change. It's about mindset too. You've gotten used to the 9-to-5 setting, and this will be different. You've gotten used to having a boss, and you're now trying to shift to being a boss. This is different. So any support that you can get to help you successfully make that transition, now would be the time to take advantage of that. You are emotionally attached to this thing. You're so close to it, almost like you have tunnel vision. You have blinders on. But to have someone else or someone's else be able to help you and give you that feedback and that insight, and because everything, you feel like everything falls on you and you have to do everything. This is your baby. You started it. No one else will understand. No one else will get this. No one else gets why I started this, why I want to do this, and how I'm going to do this. Trust me when I say there are people who get it. We tend to always feel very, very alone and very isolated in every experience. And you're not alone. You're not isolated. I'm sure if you were even to reach out to a really good friend, they would be able to give you some feedback or insight. Oh, that's just where a coach comes in. I'm actually in my next episode. Be sure to stay tuned for that. The next In My Business episode, I'm going to talk about how much I benefited from finding my people and growing and starting and being a part of my own village. Yes, in the beginning, it feels like this is my thing. I got to do everything. This is my thing. If this is going to work, I have to put in the work. And you still will be putting in the work. This is still your business. You still have to make sure it grows, and you still need to see it from beginning to end. You are still working towards one day being a CEO. Might I add, a CEO has a team. A CEO has got a business, a whole village. A CEO isn't doing everything on their own. So if you are trying to shift to a CEO mindset, where can you find the support? If you are feeling like everything falls on you and you have to do everything, nothing could be further from the truth. If you want to nurture your business to see it grow, someone objective can offer great value. And that value will improve the quality of your business, of how you do business, of how you show up in your business, of how people see your business, of how you serve your customers or your clients, or the products that you are offering to your customers or your clients. Value. So look around at who can help you, who can help you to improve on what you have already started and implemented. Who can be the next set of eyes on that paper that you've been working so hard on? Who can come in and be objective and discover edits and discover ways to fine tune and improve on your paper? Your paper being your business. I'm just incorporating the analogy again. And that is exactly what I'm doing with the Shine to Five movement. It is for women who want their side business to grow, but they're just so close to it. And it's not growing how they want to, and they're tapped out of resources. And this is where the support of others like you, so you feel less alone, and then having someone that can guide you and lead you through coaching and resources, absolutely you will see the growth in your side business that you can call your thriving business. So be sure to check out the show notes to find out more about the Shine to Five movement. Be a part of it. Be a part of that movement. If you want to make moves, you are too emotionally attached. You're too close to it. And you will always be close. It's always going to be your baby. But your business is ready. If you are ready to grow your business, it means you are ready for your business to evolve, to see real, true growth, to see it as a sustainable business. Who can help you with that? And I invite you, if you want us to chat, by all means, you absolutely can reach out to me and chat and ask me anything. Ask me for tips, feedback, insight. I am ready, willing, and able to give you all kinds of feedback and insight, girl. You don't have to do this alone. I am rooting for you, whatever you decide. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye. That's it for now. Question, what was your biggest takeaway? I'd love for you to share your thoughts in a review, and better yet, share this with a friend that you believe needs to hear this. If you are ready to make your side biz your main gig, which means taking center stage so you can shine in your business, I invite you to connect with me. My website is kristenandjames.com, or you can find me on any social media platform at kristenandjames. Take care until next time, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.